From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, November 9th. Coming up, we'll listen to a conversation with LeapFrog's Director of Healthcare Ratings to learn more about the findings from the nonprofit's new report. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. President Joe Biden is speaking to United Auto Workers members in Belvidere today. Peter Medlin has more.
The Northern Illinois city is home to a Stellantis auto plant that produced Jeep Cherokee vehicles. The Chrysler parent company paused production at the plant back in February, laying off over 1,000 workers. But last week, UAW and Stellantis reached a tentative deal reopening the Belvidere plant, bringing back the workers, giving them a 25% pay increase, and adding over 1,000 jobs at a new multi-billion dollar battery plant. Stellantis is expected to invest nearly $5 billion in the Belvidere plant, which has been an economic engine for the region since it opened 60 years ago. Biden will meet with UAW head Sean Fain and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker to celebrate the tentative deal. I'm Peter Medlin.
Veterans Day is this weekend, and the state of Illinois is looking to honor veterans at home. Secretary of State Alexi Janulius is asking veterans and their families to share mementos from their service time with the Illinois Veterans History Project. He says the items shared will be permanently added to the Illinois Digital Archive.
These records allow those of us in civilian life to better understand the full experience of what our Illinois veterans faced during wartime, peacekeeping missions, and even at times of peace in the world.
Anything from letters and photographs to military documents are welcomed. You can submit to the collection by filling out an Illinois Patriot information form found on the Illinois Secretary of State website. Illinois state lawmakers are split over how to elect members to Chicago's school board. Right now, the mayor appoints the board, but the city is moving to a hybrid model in which half of the 20 members will be elected next November. Senate President Don Harmon's proposal calls for moving to a fully elected board sooner, with voters electing 20 members in 20 separate districts next fall. But State Representative Ann Williams' plan would create 10 districts with 2 members from each, but only one would be elected. The other would be appointed by the mayor.
Our proposal was a way to ensure day one every Chicago resident got a chance to weigh in on the future of their schools in an equitable way with a responsible timeline in a way that was very representative of the community.
Williams says she is working with Harmon on a compromise in hopes of passing something before the fall legislative session ends today. Still to come, we'll listen to a conversation with LeapFrog's Director of Healthcare Ratings to learn more about the findings from the nonprofit's new report. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Catch the past 4 Call the Midwife holiday specials now with WILL Passport. Get in the holiday spirit and enjoy all 4 specials of the hit drama from seasons 9 through 12. This is an exclusive early streaming opportunity for friends of WILL. Members can also rewatch seasons 10 and 11 now with Passport. Learn how you can access early streaming opportunities like this and past seasons of your favorite PBS shows by visiting will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. A nonprofit group focused on hospital safety published a new report this week. The LeapFrog Group gives hospitals across the U.S. an A through F rating based on overall performance and quality of care. Among those hospitals, OSF Healthcare Heart of Mary Medical Center in Urbana received a B, and Carle Foundation Hospital in Urbana received a C. Katie Stewart is LeapFrog's Director of Healthcare Ratings. She spoke with Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb about the report and how people can make sense of the findings when making healthcare decisions.
I understand the LeapFrog survey is where hospitals can report on measures to be evaluated on performance quality. And hospitals have a choice whether to participate in the survey and provide information or not. How do you go about gathering the information you need in order to give hospitals a safety grade?
Yeah, so our LeapFrog hospital safety grade actually includes hospitals that submit a survey to us, but actually over half of the data comes from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. So the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services makes publicly available information, some of which we use in our safety grade. And we also use supplemental data. So we're able to assign a grade to just about 3,000 hospitals. The goal really being that we want to provide that patient safety information to as many hospitals as possible. And so the public data we have available allows us to do that with general acute care hospitals throughout the US.
I want to talk to you a bit more about how you would advise people looking for medical care on how to interpret LeapFrog ratings. For example, there are two large hospitals in my area, which is Champaign-Urbana. OSF participated in the survey and got a B. Carle Foundation Hospital did not participate and got a C. What should people here make of that?
The LeapFrog group was born out of this movement for transparency, right? And we're driving change through transparency. And so for that hospital that didn't report to the LeapFrog hospital survey, we recommend that consumers reach out to that hospital. We do have a letter available on our website that you can adjust to kind of request their participation and ask why they didn't participate and make this information available to the public. Transparency is a really important part of improving on quality and making that information available to consumers. We are able to still grade hospitals that, like I said, that don't participate in the survey based on public data from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and supplemental data we have. But participating in the LeapFrog Hospital Survey does give consumers more comprehensive information and more up-to-date information.
I reached out to Carle Foundation Hospital with questions about their C rating. They said the hospital chose to no longer participate in LeapFrog in recent years because of limitations, and they didn't elaborate on what exactly they mean by that. What do you say to hospitals who feel the ratings are unfair or based on inaccurate data?
I can't speak to the limitations that this specific hospital cited, but we are very transparent in our methodology. We are very clear in the evidence behind that methodology. It is based on evidence-based measures, as I mentioned, with a very robust weighting methodology to take into fact countless of factors. And it is something that we continually review and also make available for public comment. It does take effort to be transparent and to report that information. And it is a commitment, but an important one for improving patient safety.
If one hospital received a grade better than another, should people always take preference in that hospital with a better grade?
I can't speak to particular hospitals. It's going to depend on, you know, a variety of different factors, right? But yes, generally, going to a graded hospital is a safer choice in terms of their ability to have less errors, injuries, and infections, and their ability to prevent those things from happening. And so it should be a consideration for patients when choosing a hospital.
That was LeapFrog Group's Director of Healthcare Ratings, Katie Stewart, speaking with Illinois Student Newsroom's Madison Holcomb. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 58 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Peter Medlin, Mawa Iqbal, Noah Jennings, and Madison Holcomb. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.